Welcome to this BIOS podcast, and thank you for taking the time to download it. I'm Christian Harris, editor of BIOS magazine. Before we start with the podcast, I'd just like to thank Ipswitch for sponsoring BIOS podcasts. Ipswitch is the leader in messaging, network management, and data management software for small and medium businesses. Please visit ipswitch.com, that's ipswitch.com, to download full function trial versions of all the company's software. Ipswitch software just works for small and medium enterprises in over 50 countries worldwide.
Hello and welcome to another Home and Home Office podcast brought to you by Symantec, where we protect more people from more online threats than anyone in the world. Today's podcast is titled Caution is Key at Hotspots. Thank you for listening. Internet hotspots are popping up everywhere. Unfortunately, many of them aren't very secure. It can be a hassle for hotspot hosts to maintain wireless security. Registration and login requirements tend to defeat the purpose of an open Wi-Fi network, so most hotspot hosts employ little or no security measures, which means the trade-off for quick access and easy administration is high exposure to potential threats. To compound the problem, any wireless connection is inherently less secure than an ordinary network hookup. Unlike data traveling over a physical cable, wireless transmissions pass through the air as radio signals. Those signals can be intercepted by anyone with a receiver and some basic widely available tools. When the hotspot you're on doesn't use encryption, someone who intercepts your data can read whatever you sent, whether it's a private email address or a username and password combination. And while curiosity seekers put your privacy at risk, the most serious hotspot dangers are cybercriminals with much more sophisticated means and motives. Even when a hotspot has security in place, technically savvy hackers have the tools, skills, and patience to work around these protections. Cybercriminals have learned to use social engineering methods to con hotspot users into divulging sensitive information. Taking a page out of the phishing and farming book, they set up a wireless network of their own in the vicinity of a legitimate hotspot. By dressing up their network's name and homepage to look like the actual hotspot, they can trick you into joining their network. Once you're on their fake hotspot, they either ask for new account information, like credit card numbers or other sensitive data, or redirect you to other fraudulent or virus-laden websites. With these sorts of dangers lurking and very few security measures in place, protecting yourself at public hotspots becomes your own responsibility. Here are a few things you can do to keep yourself safe. First, start by turning off any file-sharing applications when you're using a hotspot and try to minimize the amount of personal data you store on your laptops and mobile devices. Also, be sure to disable your wireless card when you're not using it. Next, don't do any online banking or online trading at a public hotspot. Save it for a more safe and controlled environment. It's best to avoid using hotspots for important communications or transactions. Next, make sure you're on a legitimate hotspot by checking the host to confirm the network name and connection process, and manually select the hotspot when you're ready to connect. And finally, be on the watch for suspicious behavior in public hotspots, and make sure no one is peering over your shoulder when you're logging into email, IM, or other important accounts. Also, be sure to never leave your laptop or handheld device unattended. Remember, public internet hotspots can pose all sorts of security threats. Other connected computers could be infected with viruses, or there may be a hacker prowling the network. So it's up to you to protect your computer, your data, and your privacy with good tools and cautious computing habits. Products like Norton Antivirus and Norton Internet Security from Symantec can help protect you from many of today's online threats, including viruses, worms, Trojan horses, and dangerous intruders. As always, thank you for downloading and listening to this Home and Home Office podcast, brought to you by Symantec, where we protect more people from more online threats than anyone in the world. For more information on Symantec products, visit the Home and Home Office section at www.symantec.com. And for more Symantec podcasts, visit us at www.symantec.com/podcast.
I'd like to thank Ipswitch again for sponsoring this BIOS podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please visit ipswitch.com, that's ipswitch.com, to download full function trial versions of all the company's software. And remember, for all the latest IT news, reviews, and technology issues, please go to BIOS's website at www.biosmagazine.com. www.homeofficepodcast.co.uk. I'm Chris Harris. Thanks for listening.